Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the California Angels and the City of Los Angeles, on the occasion of Her Majesty's royal visit, please welcome internationally renowned opera star Enrico Palazzo.
Hey, it's Enrico Palazzo!
You should have been pulled in the front room, they have faith in you. You should have been pulled.
Utah, give it two. How you doing? I'm Michael Gobier. This is the Palazzo Podcast. Two L's, two Z's. As always, it's me today. Give solo. No Virginia. No Britain. No Ben. No Robbie. No Sam. It's just Gobier in your face.
Uncensored and raw. What is the show? Anything could happen.
It's pretty dumb, right? All right, welcome in. We're going to talk today about trade, drop, stash. Players have three designations right now that I think are pretty much universal to any type of league you're in. 12-team leagues, 15-teamers, rotos, head-to-head, points, cats, whatever your pleasure. Double your pleasure, double your fun. It's all for you, and that's how we do it here. Where do you want to do? What do you want to hear about? Where the hell are we? I got to admit that right now I had a rough day on Tuesday, so I put myself kind of in a timeout. Tuesday night was hell on earth for pitchers. You know, every year there's a night where you never forget it. And that night for this year so far was Tuesday. And in fact, it was the same game, which makes me wonder, was there a conspiracy afoot with a really shitty ball? Because it was Cleveland versus my Bozo Tigers, okay? And one thing I know about my Tigers is they pitch lights out.
Go Tigers.
But they don't know how to hit. They're hitting as hell right now. So I really have a conspiracy about that game.
Go Tigers.
There's something afoot. Something happened. And that ball was too slippery. Hey, what's up? Pistol, Prescription X, Pete in the his house. How you doing, buddy? What are the prescriptions of today? Can you give us a prescription today to help us feel better about ourselves? We'd love your recommendation. And if I don't get one from you, don't worry. Because if I watch TV or on YouTube, I'll get a recommendation from 1,000 different types of pharmaceutical drugs because it's legal and encouraged to advertise pharmaceutical drugs in the United States of America.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Well, I don't make the rules here. I just live by them. But at any rate, Logan Allen and Kenta Maeda both give up 7 earned runs. How does that happen? When the teams basically... The next day was another low-scoring affair. The day before it was not high-scoring. I'm telling you. There was a weird ball going on there. Andrew, what's up, dude? How you doing, brother? What's good? In the his house, Andrew's here. Jump in the live chat. Take advantage of the opportunity here on the Palazzo
Utah
Podcast.
Give me two.
Give us what you need. Ask me a question. I'll answer it to my best of my ability. If we got any new Redditors, I've been working the subreddit, the fantasy baseball subreddit for the last month. And if anybody's from the Reddit who is showing up for the first time, I'd love to hear from you while you are here today. Twitter, X, YouTube, Twitch, we're on broadcast all over the world. Bottom line is that ball was fucked up. I'll probably get canceled for saying the F word on YouTube. But I'm a human being who speaks freely. That game was chaotic. It was crazy. And Logan Allen and Kenta Maeda got destroyed. And I loved Logan Allen as a two-stepper, two-star pitcher this week. I got Bryce Wilson right on Monday night, but Logan Allen, it hurt so bad that I had to step away. I even got upset at my own main event partner. I'm not proud of that, Jeff. I'm sorry. I was really mad, and I did not take it well, and I'm a human being. And when things aren't going your way and then something bogus happens, it just doubles down. I tell this a lot. I'm a therapist sometimes, off air, and I tell people, are you getting enough sleep? Because if you're not, it could contribute to your ability to function emotionally. Because if you have less sleep, then you're already on the edge. And then when you're on the edge, it's a lot easier to just fly off the handle. And this is especially true in couples and marriage counseling. Just something for everybody out there. If you have a significant other, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, whoever, think about that. Okay? Oh, Yoshi. Yoshi's back, by the way. Yay!
Yay!
Yoshi's been gone in Mexico for almost 5 months. Yoshi's the mini golden doodle, who I love dearly. She was with my mom, but mom came back, and now the dog's back. Right, Yosh? Yeah! Love Yoshi. Exercise is the safest prescription of all, says Pistol True. Edward Kelly says, no, you won't be canceled. Thank God, Edward! Shit! Son of a bitch! I mean...
That's hot.
Yeah, that's hot, right, Yoshi? I hear her footsteps. She's close. I think she's afraid of the green screen stand. But, yeah. So, that game pissed me off, and I need to step away for a few days, so... I feel refreshed, I feel better, and I'm ready to talk baseball again. And sometimes you got to do that. It's 162 games, long-ass season. And you get a lot right, but then you get things wrong. And when they're wrong, though, when they go really bad like that, because the other thing I didn't mention is that same night, Justin Verlander got tore up against the Yankees in the Bronx on Tuesday for 7 more earned runs. So on our main event team, we had Logan Allen and Verlander give up 14 earned runs in one night. That's how I feel about that. That was really, really tough to take. But it did happen, so I have to accept it. And I'll stop talking about it now because you guys don't need to hear me complaining. You want to have a good time? You want to learn something? You want to talk about your baseball teams? Jump in the live chat. Let's talk players. Start sits for the weekend. It's Friday, May 10th. Mother's Day weekend's coming up. You know, I think Mother's Day in Major League Baseball, you got the pink bats, right? And that's fun. And I always think of Bill Hall. Remember Bill Hall, the Brewers? Good old Bill Hall. I remember he had a big Mother's Day, or he wore that. He just looks so good with those pink wristbands on and the pink bat and that Brewers uniform. He never quite had the career I hoped out of Bill Hall. I mean, he was serviceable. He was solid, right? Third base type, a little bit of power. Didn't hit for a great average, as I recall. And as we look at Bill Hall's baseball reference page, which I'll share with you guys now, because you guys want to participate too, right? On the Palazzo Podcast, two L's, two Z's.
Utah, give me two.
All right, so this is Bill Hall. Let's see. Career high in homers? 35 in 2006. Holy cow. That was by far his career best because he didn't hit more than 18 the rest of his career. And he lasted in Milwaukee for a long time, from 22 years old till he was 29. Very cool. Then he got traded to Seattle in 2009. And that was Bill Hall had a little bounce back with Boston in 2010, and that was the end. But his career batting average, 248, and he was barely a 300 OBP guy for his career. So this is the kind of guy that I think of that gets lost to the annals of history because he wasn't a dominant player. But Bill Hall was fun. He was a lot of fun, right? Oh, how'd that happen? Whoa. Ed's here. Your personality keeps your podcast entertaining. I watched RotoWire podcast, and they put me to sleep with their monotone way of speaking. So keep being you, and your subscribers will grow. Well, I love the guys at RotoWire, so no offense to them, but I am grateful that Andrew, you like the show and you're here. And I love what I see right there. Round of applause to you, Edward. Not Andrew, shit. Edward, make sure you subscribe and like the videos. Everybody else who's in the live chat, do the same. Edward, is that a yellow jacket? Is that Georgia Tech? The Ramblin' Wreck? I got had a great dynasty in NCAA football, which, by the way, is coming back this year. It's one of the, I'm so excited. I can't believe it. I can do another round of applause. NCAA football is back. It's finally back. NCAA 25. In fact, they just posted a picture today with some of the cover boys. Donovan Edwards, my very own Wolverines. Quinn Ewers. I'm very excited. I'm so stoked for that. So that does look like the Ramblin' Wreck. And Edwards says, I have... Oh, his nickname is Buzz. Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Bill Hall was a dominant player, says Edward. That's a decent four-year stretch. It was a good four-year stretch. No beef against Bill Hall. All right, so thanks for being here, Edward. Thanks for the kind words. Growing the show, that's what it's all about. We're just going to keep doing what we do here, and one day I'll be able to do this full-time for a living. This is my dream. I love doing the show. If I could do the show 5 days a week and I could survive on it, I would do it for you guys. I do football, I do baseball, I do all kinds of stuff. I can talk about anything. Life is fascinating, and there's no way in the short lifetimes we have we can know everything about this world. That's something I regret. I wish I could experience the whole world. So many different countries and cultures and things to know. I just find that shit fascinating, you know? I really do.
That's hot.
Andrew says, how do we feel about Jordan Hicks? Great start to April, but lukewarm May. 12-team head-to-head dynasty. Andrew, this is an excellent question. Let's go to the report. Jordan Hicks. First off, I'm a ride-or-die Yahoo guy. Always have, always will be. But I also like to use our pitcher list. Pitcherlist.com, a great website. Nick Pollock, the legend. Everybody over there, Miles Nelson, love those guys.
Wow,
yeah, they're
dude.
Great people. We'll lock it in. But I love their profiles that they have for players. It encapsulate them real simple. Gives you a quick update with some graphs. You get a little. It's like Statcast. You get a little red. You get a little blue. It's a lot of fun. So here's Jordan's pitcher list profile for the season. He's still holding down some good counting. Ratio stats are solid. Swinging strike rate, not so great, though. That fastball is still fast, but I still think it's very hittable. And the walk rate's at 9%. We'd like to see an improvement there. It does give me pause. Now, as far as the future here, I mean, I didn't like Hicks coming into the season, and anything he's done to this point was a fluke to me. Honestly, that's how I saw it. I just felt, oh, this guy's a fluke. I'm not buying that. And if I could have got out of business with him at the end of April, I really would have. And I would have recommended you do the same. I would have. But, you know, at this point, someone might be willing to buy him. But, you know, 12-teamer, I think, head-to-head dynasty, Hicks obviously has a little bit more appeal because he's still a bit younger. And you should be able to get something for him. But I would try to move off Hicks. I'm not a fan. I'm not interested. And that's how I feel. And I'm going to lock that in. There you go. I'm locked in. That's how we do it here on the Palazzo Podcast. His last start was at Colorado, which is hell on earth, going to Coors, right?
Coors.
And he went to five innings, got the win again. But I'm telling you, the whip is creeping up in his last couple starts, and it's going to get worse. I really think it's going to get worse. So if somebody can take him off your hands now, sell him, Andrew. Sell, 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 sell. Yeah. Whoops, I hit the wrong button there. Sorry about that. The RZA, the BZA, and the JZA. JV better redeem himself Sunday versus Detroit. You're damn right about that, RZA, BZA, JZA. I'm still bitter about that. I'm so glad we drafted him at pick 220, where he fell because of the preseason injury. Sometimes shit happens. It's very rare for Verlander to get blown up that badly, though. There's just no way that'll happen again. Tim Corwin's here. What's up, Tim? Newcomer? Nice to meet you. Welcome to the show. Love the newcomers. Love the newcomers. How does this cup suck? I don't understand this. I try to drink out of it and can't move. That's good.
Wow, dude.
That's putting it mildly.
Tim says, would you buy, sell, or hold Bregman right now? Well, it's obvious that you would buy him, right? Because his value is in the shitter. And this is a lesson. This is always the lesson, guys. Never sell at the lowest price. Never. I've regretted it when I've done it on a rare occasion, but I really try to avoid it. He's going to get better. He's not a 198 hitter. It's just stupid. It's just a stupid thing. I'm not even give you some deep analysis on it. It's just dumb that his stats are where they're at right now. And he's a better player than this. So I would buy all the Bregman in the world right now. All of it. Give me all the Bregman you can get. This is the time to buy before he goes on a hot streak and then his value becomes apparent again. Buy him now. Buy him now. Right now. You should be able to get him somewhat cheaper, even though I'm telling the other people who have Bregman not to sell at the lowest value. But not everybody knows that. Not everybody's watching and listening to this show. So you're here with the advantage, Tim. I love it. Good call. Edward says, Alex Bregman, notorious for slow starts. And he also says, bye, 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 bye. Great advice. He did the same thing last year, and he turned it around last season on May 12th. Well, there you go. Shit, look at that. Ed's in the zone. You're locked in. I love it, Ed. Thank you so much. Andrew also wants to know about Matt Olson. When is my boy Matt Olson going to hit another dong? Does he still have three or did he hit one this week? Because as of Monday, he was stuck on three. Oh, he's still stuck on three. Okay. Woohoo! Yeah. After a 54 dong season. And if you look at Matt Olson's career, it goes back and forth. It oscillates. It's really dumb. I don't know what is up with that. Some players are like that. And you also have a difficult time repeating a career year. Matt Olson had a career year last year. It was legendary. 54 dongs. Atlanta best record. A franchise record of dongs. By the way, what is the... stupid joke about franchise records for dongs or not franchise records.
That's hot.
Yeah, thank you, Paris. But yeah, I am absolutely... I'm buying Olson, and he should home run very, very soon. If we look for the weekend series here, Maddie's taking on the Mets in New York. That sounds like a great time to hit some dongs. Do you agree or disagree? Because I think a guy like Olson, though he won't repeat what he did last year, he's still much better than this. And it's like all these guys, you know, Torkelson, They're better than they're playing. So buy them low now. I mean, look at Christopher Morel. He exploded here to start May. He was a little slower in April. These moments happen. You have windows to buy. But just like in real life, you know, the limited time offer. Act now. You can own a Matt Olson for yourself. Your very own Matt Olson could be yours for the low, low price of... who do you think? What would be the equivalent to trade for Matt Olson? Well, not Alex Bregman, although maybe they would be equivalents. But, you know, think of somebody that you'd like to trade for and go get Matt Olson. I'd want Matt Olson now. He's going to hit a home run this week, and I feel like it's going to happen. Just like Paul Skeens got called up when somebody asked me in the subreddit on Monday, which I do the AMA every Monday at noon Eastern time, when does Paul Skeens get called up? And I said, I don't think it's going to be until June. That was my opinion, but I'm not a... Oh, shit. Tyler Black got sent back down. Wow. See, I've been off for a few days. That is hilarious. Oh, wow. Some people spent a lot of money on Tyler Black, and I love Tyler Black. That bums me out. This is I'm absorbing this Tyler Black news in real time. You're seeing a human being right now who really liked Tyler Black taking it in. So look at my face. This is real. This is happening. So that's kind of a bummer for me because I actually got outbid on Black in some higher stakes leagues. People pay big, big money. So that's all for Tyler Black for now. He'll just have to make his way back to the majors at a later date. I still think he's an excellent professional hitter, but I think it was a matter of injuries and room. And somebody obviously came back from the IL. I'll have to look into that.
That's all. Staying left, that's all.
That's right. That's all, Tyler Black. We'll see you. Bye-bye. By the way, does anyone remember this? Commercials are insidious. It's incredible what they can do. Listen to this. Do you remember this one?
That's all. Staying left, that's all.
God, it's so weird. Whose voice is that guy? Is that guy real? I don't know. Bizarre. Andrew says, Olsen hasn't hit one since April 7th. Yeah, so we're a month off. I'm a Braves fan. I just want to call that he's going yard tonight. Make it happen. Okay. Matt Olsen's going yard tonight. Lock it in. You've been locked in, Andrew. You called it. Business says, should I sell high on Imanaga? He's been electric. I'm not sure you want to sell. Okay. So just to give you the opposite side here, there is a concern coming into his first season in the bigs with the Cubs, Shota Imanaga, who's been awesome, that the long ball would be his problem. But so far, that has not been the case, right? So you're saying sell high now. He comes back to reality a little bit eventually. What can tell us that? How do we know that? Let's take a look at his player profile page, courtesy of Pitcher List, who gives us the goods right here. I don't know why he keeps doing that. So look at these stats. Look at these numbers on Shota Imanaga. A lot of red. He's been awesome. Everybody knows that. But the question is, where's the weak spot? Where is he leaking at? But he's not. Look at the walks. He's outstanding. He's not giving up a lot of walks, so he's limiting that issue. The CSW's okay, but that's not a big deal. What's this one? Strikes minus ideal contact. He's way down in that part, but this is a new one to me. Pitcher List is always trying to create new stats, and I commend him for that. But I don't want to overcomplicate it for the listeners and the viewers. Let's keep it simple. Let's keep it real simple, okay? Thank you. This is really tough. I think I'd hold on to him. I really think he's this good. It's just a matter of, do you think the ball starts flying out more in Wrigley as the season progresses and gets hot during the summer? If you're that concerned, I can totally understand saying, okay, I'm going to move this guy now. It's been a great ride. You'll get a good return because it would demand as much. He's been so good. He's been really, really good. I don't know. This is a really tough one. I don't know if I understand what to do here. But that's my opinion, although a little wishy-washy. I don't deny it.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either. I would like to hold on to him, but trading him makes sense. They both make sense. It's context-based. Whatever your situation is in your league and your team, make the best choice there right now for you. I like Imanaga. I think he'll still be, by season's end, at worst, a 3.50 ERA type guy with pretty solid ratios. I don't see him falling off the face of the earth. He's a veteran pitcher who's been around, too. Right? So it's not like his first go-around. It's his first go-around in Major League Baseball. But we've seen guys come over from Asia and dominate their first year and be really good. It's happened. just look in the past, right? You know, we're talking about Bill Hall early in the show. It makes me think of our old pal, who actually was a Tiger for a minute, too. But that was kind of like later on, right?
Go Tigers!
The one and only, the man himself, Hideo Nomo. Does anyone remember what Hideo Nomo did his first year? He came over from Japan. Let's take a look. More baseball reference pages. Yay! Woohoo! Isn't this fun? Look at this. Rookie year. He won the Rookie of the Year in 1995 for the Dodgers. He pitched 191 innings. Held down a 2.54 ERA. Beautiful. 236 strikeouts. That's amazing. What a great season. This was a fantastic season by a guy who was 26 years old, okay? So he comes over from Japan, and people weren't familiar with him, and he was pretty dominant, and it happened all season long. So I'm not saying that Imanaga is Nomo at all. I'm just giving you a comp from a guy that came over in his first year and did well, right? It doesn't mean it will happen, but I feel pretty good about it this year. Sometimes this happens. You know, just remember that. This is a guy who's got a lot of talent, and he's not a rookie, even though he's legally a rookie according to Major League Baseball rules. You know, Imanaga is 30 years old, okay? So he was older than Nomo was when Nomo came over. Very simple to me. Don't sell. I'm going to say don't sell. Yep, that's my final answer. Don't sell. I'm locking that in. That was really tough. We all had to go through that together, and you watch the gears spinning in my head in real times. Edward Kelly said, I saw him go for over $300 in Fab. He's talking about Tyler Black. Yeah. Man! Woo! I guess I lucked out. Sometimes you don't win a Fab and you really luck out. You do. Like, I didn't get John Means. We didn't get John Means in the main event last week, but we got Bryce Wilson for $8 and he's good. Saved a bunch of money, too. Pistol says, I'm hoping Acuna heats up. Yeah, he'll get going eventually. It's just, again, he had the most dumbest year ever last year. He will not repeat that year, but he will be much better. So we just got to wait it out. And if you don't want to wait it out, then trade him. His name alone will get you a ton in return. So if you need to win now, if you're starting to fall behind the standings too far, make that move. I actually should follow that advice because I have Acuna in my head-to-head Cats 14-team Yahoo League. Shout out BYB, where I am dead last. That's right. Brian Ramos is a must-add in 15 teams. Uncle Ted is the man. Uncle Ted's always been the man, right, Uncle Ted? He knows what he's talking about. He's dropped so many nuggets for us that have been useful in the live chat whenever he comes in. We should all take note. We should heed the advice of Uncle Ted. This guy is a soothsayer who knows all there is to know.
Genius, genius, genius.
Uncle Ted is a genius. There's no doubt about it. He knows the weaknesses and the strengths of players. He points them out, and he tells you when it's time to get in and when it's time to get out.
We're going to get all in your face and point out your faults.
That's right. Thank you, D, very much. Go back to being a bird. Always Sunny. I love Always Sunny. Any Always Sunny fans in here? I love Always Sunny. One of the funniest shows that ever happened. It's amazing it's still on the air. I think I'm about two or three seasons behind, though. But I'm familiar with the classics. Definitely the first 10 seasons. Anyways, where was I? Oh, yeah, Brian Ramos. Brian Ramos! You know, we brought him up on the Sunday Fab show, and Britton was coming in his pants like, oh, Brian Ramos! Oh! He was very excited. And yes, that's an excellent visual. Hopefully you guys will screenshot that and retweet it. You can follow me on Twitter at MJ Govier and Palazzo Podcast 2Ls.
Utah.
2Zs.
Give me two.
That's where you can find everything. Our Discord, it's all there. Follow Britton, too, at 2Ts, 2Ls. He's a great guy. He took his kid to the Nashville Sounds game last Sunday. That was fun. A little local minor league baseball flavor. Good job, Britton. You're a good dad. Good job, Dad.
I don't understand.
You don't need to understand. Just move on. By the way, if anybody knows who that is, it's from a very big show, so some of you might know it. And if you do, let me know. Drop it in the live chat. I don't understand. Corrado! So terrible. Such a heartbreaking scene, right? But anyways, Britton's a good dad, takes his girls to the Nashville Sounds game. Triple A, he saw the Norfolk, the Baltimore Orioles traveling all-star team, too.
Save it, Dad.
No, don't save it. Live it up now. So Brian Ramos, 15-team. Uncle Ted was very specific. He said 15-team. Brian Ramos has a hit in five straight games. He got called up. Hasn't hit a dong yet, but he's getting on base, scoring runs, and driving in an occasional run. So sure, yeah, why not? He strikes out a ton. It's a danger. It really is. something to take note of. It's early. They just called him up. The White Sox are terrible, so they can let a guy like Brian Ramos just go crazy for sure. Andrew says, at the thought of Mason Miller on the Orioles getting 50-plus saves a season for my dynasty team, let's make a trade happen. Woo! So you want to get off Miller? Or do you want Miller to be moved to an even better team so he can be a dominant closer? I think all this Mason Miller talk of being traded, I know the A's are cheap and John Fisher's the ultimate douchebag. It's not even a cliche. It's just a very straightforward case. Owner of the Oakland Athletics, John Fisher, is a piece of shit. That's right. He's a piece of shit. He's actual excrement. He's the golem. They built him from shit. And now he terrorizes the baseball world and all of the Bay Area because he's a prick. He's a prick made of shit. Does that make sense? Okay, good. No questions on that one?
Save it, Dad.
Hey, okay, I think I made my point pretty clearly there. But Mason Miller has so much control right now. He's not a free agent until like 2029. I don't understand why. You'd have to give up a lot. And if they dump Mason Miller for less than he's worth, then that makes no sense to me. I just don't. It doesn't make sense to me in a baseball sense, even for a prick piece of shit like John Fisher to get his guys to sell Mason Miller. I guess anything's possible with that scumbag, but I don't see it. Uncle Ted says, you jump from double A to the majors and go on a 5-game hitting streak like Ramos, you have my attention. Absolutely. But he also strikes out a ton, and there will be adjustments that are made, so we do have to take note of that. Uncle Ted also says, Dyron Blanco should get way more plate appearances. Hunter Renfro is a shell of himself. I've always wanted Dyron Blanco to get more opportunities at the plate. I always wanted him to play more, because he could steal 100 bags in a season if he could get on base enough and play enough. Now, the Royals outfield, with in the past, it's been Edward Olivares and Kyle Isbell and all these assholes. Blanco's a pipe dream. I would love to see that happen. I don't know if it'll ever happen. If Brett Harris hits another dong this week, he'll go for a lot of fab. 4 homers and a ton of walks with 5 ribbies while starting 7 games for the A's. Absolutely. Absolutely. This guy's interesting. He's 25 years old. If you don't know who he is, Brett Harris kind of came out of nowhere. He's still young, though. He's not an old man. Been a minor leaguer for the most part, and the A's have called him up, and he's been a nice little Saturday for everybody, right? A fine effort on his part. So we keep looking at the numbers, even though he doesn't have a picture yet. That's how fresh he is. He's just a shadow. He's a silhouette. Hi, I'm Brett Harris. I'm a silhouette.
Wow, dude.
Yeah, that's strange. But yeah, these counting stats, he just got called up, but I mean, he's not. The contact isn't awesome, and he doesn't hit the ball that hard. The walk rate's outstanding, but it's very small sample size. What does stand out is a 16% K rate. Again, very small sample size, but it's not. You know, some guys have a small sample size, and they strike out 34% of the time. So Harris doesn't do that. He obviously seems to have a good ability to make contact. I'd have to look deeper inside his profile to see if he needs to be given a little credit for having some bad luck even. There could be more under the hood with Brett Harris. And like Uncle Ted said, next week, you're playing week to week, 7 games. That matters. That's interesting. I agree. That's interesting. Edward says, I agree with Andrew. The A's could use some of those position players from Baltimore. Oh, okay. Mason Miller to Baltimore? I like it. Uncle Ted says, Mason Miller to the Padres. All right, well, locking everybody in. They're making their Mason Miller predictions. I say he stays where he is. That's my opinion. Mason Miller for Merritt and Jackson. Ooh. Oh, Merritt Jackson. Who's Merritt Jackson? I have to look him up. I don't want to. You just tell me, okay? All right, you agree there. I have Miller, says Andrew. I want all. Is that a fart? It's not a diamond. There's an emoji you put there. It looks like wind. I swear that's the fart emoji, but I could be wrong. Edward says, neither are Kobe Mayo, Heston Kierstead, or Connor Norby. Okay. They don't hit free agency until after Mason Miller. So those guys would all be long. Okay, I see that. I don't think the A's need a bunch of position players, though. I like some of the guys they have. I don't know. I guess you trade a pitcher who throws hard, who's a TJ case waiting to happen. That does make sense. But it just seems like, yes, it would take a very, very long-term player return, where you're having control for at least 5 years on most of the players you get, or more. Andrew says, wasn't Ramos hitting less than 200 in double A too? Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Forget Dyron Blanco, says Edward. Drew Waters will be up soon. Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about with Kansas City's outfield. Another guy in the mix there. Ugh.
Wow, dude.
Turn it off.
That's all. Staying left, that's all.
Andrew says, please enlighten Mark Kotze to play Estuary Ruiz every day, please. Every time he plays, the A's lineup scores runs. Simple concept. Yeah, but it's not about winning in Oakland. It's about being the biggest prick. So, sorry. Joe says, batting average stat. Hey, Joe, what's up, buddy? Joe, my main man, Joe Lowry. Make sure you guys follow Joe. He's awesome. He knows everything there is to know about prospects. And he's in our Discord all the time, making a difference. And in the live chat, controlling grammar and checking your grammar mistakes. So be forewarned. Batting average stats, Jacob Wilson. The A's have some fake player named Max Schumann at shortstop. Is that true? I got to look this up immediately. Max Schumann. Max Schumann. Did you spell that right? You just make that up? I'm just going to type in Max and see if I find a guy named Max Schumann. Oh, there he is. So Max Schumann. Dude, Max Schumann. Decent game. Yesterday, he had the doubleheader with 3-for-7. Well, that was on Wednesday. 3-for-7, scored a couple runs. He's not playing that much, but he's been up for the club for a while. On April 20th at Cleveland, he went 1-for-2 with a dong and a steal. Max Schumann. How about this guy? Oh, maybe there's more. I'll have to look further into Max Schumann. I mean, he's got a 3.48 OBP in a small sample size. He's been called up. So he's kind of holding his own in a small sample size. I don't know. Uncle Ted says, everyone is all over Orioles prospects. But right now, Ryan McKenna, even on a weak side of platoon, he's hitting 375 with three homers. Yeah. I picked him up in the league me and Robbie in. Robbie Baseball, my fellow partner here at Palazzo. Shout out to Robbie. Follow Robbie at Twitter, RobbieBaseball1. And we're in a 30-team dynasty. You know, full rosters, salary cap, everything. It's awesome. I love it. I love being in it. It's so thorough. It's like owning, you know, your own team, except you don't have to be John Fisher the prick. That's the best part about it. But I got to tell you this. McKenna's been a nice center field piece for me, and I was really desperate at center field. So I approve of the McKenna talk. I don't know if he's great or not, but, you know, that's all I have to say about that. This isn't going to be like a typically structured show where I do the business time and all that. It's just me talking. So I'm just going to dive into some players and, you know, we're supposed to talk about trade, drop, or stash. So I want to get the feedback of this outstanding live chat crew we have today, by the way. You people know as much as I do. So let's get everybody's opinions. Let's get in the mix. And let's get to it, okay? Whee! Palazzo Podcast, 2 L's, Utah. Alrighty, so where do I start? I got so many players that I wanted to consider, so I'll just dive in, and we'll see where each one takes us on this wonderful adventure. It's a beautiful day. Ding, ding. I don't really like that song. I like you too, but I'm not a big fan of that song. All right, so how about Will Benson? I think Will Benson's an interesting name. I have a lot of Will Benson, so yes, I'm also personally invested in Will Benson. What do we do now with Will Benson? TJ Friedl came back. Did you guys hear the news on that one? You excited? You happy? Woohoo! Yippee! TJ Friedl! Woohoo! He fires people up. I'll tell you what.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, that is putting it mildly. TJ Friedl is a difference maker, a leadoff hitter for the Cincinnati Reds who returned from his displaced fractured wrist issue. What do you do? How does he fit in this picture with Will Benson? It definitely matters. Since TJ's come back, He already had a nice multi-hit game, stole a base, leading off, although he hit eighth on Wednesday, but he's led off in the other two games. So I guess, you know, against righties, he'll hit leadoff, and then lefties, he won't. Right? Is that simple? Yeah, I think so. I'll lock it in. So what do I do with Will Benson? What do you guys want to do with Will Benson? Trade, drop, stash, move on? Depends on the league size. Bizza Rizza Jizza says Benson's a drop. Now, what is he a drop in, though? You got to be specific. How big a league? Is he a drop in a 15-teamer? A 14-teamer? He's definitely a drop in a 10-teamer. Benson is. Benson. I keep thinking of Benson. That stupid show from the 80s. Growing up, we always used to say the word Benson for anything. It made no sense. It was like, Weed Benson. It makes no sense. It's just a stupid name. Benson and Hedges. Those are cigarettes. Who the fuck was Benson and Hedges? Who were they? I wonder if I Google them, if someone could tell me who Benson and Hedges were. I kind of want to know now. Benson and Hedges. There's a Wikipedia on Benson and Hedges. This is awesome. Benson and Hedges is a British brand of cigarettes owned by American conglomerate Altria. Is there a Benson and Hedges? Oh, there was. Yes. Benson and Hedges was founded in London in 1873 by Richard Benson and William Hedges. Yes. There it is. There really was a Benson and Hedges. Holy shit. I know nobody cares, but I thought that was funny. That's crazy. That's a real thing. Andrew says, in a 12-team head-to-head dynasty, he's got Will Benson, and he's holding. Dynasty, you cannot drop Will Benson in a dynasty league. Absolutely. We can all agree on that one. Joe says, what shall we name our son? The wife asked her egotistical husband, Benson, he said. Egotistical.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, maybe it is. That's a good one, Joe. You're the best. So, but the bottom line here is, you know, eventually Nuelve Marte is going to come back. He's still got a ways to go, right? 80 games. It's only May 10th. We've played 40 games, right? So he's only halfway there. Marte's got another 40 to go. So he's not coming back right away. And there is something about Will Benson's profile that gives, you know, he's still playing pretty regularly. And even when he's not, he's pinch hitting and coming into the game or pinch running. But yeah, he's so cold. I mean, he's still a few bags lately, but he's been so bad that I can't believe it. I probably should be dropping him more. Do I give up on Will Benson? I don't want to give up on Will Benson. That's the thing. That's what's got me all bummed out here. And that's why I'm asking you guys. Maybe you guys can help me out here. I need your help. That's what I said. But it's all pretty bleak here. He's just really struggling. He's young enough. He could get sent back down. He's only 25 years old. The seven steals are nice, but that's pretty much all he's doing for us. The walk rate, 10.5%, though, is also useful. In OBP league, I was trying to hang on to that. But he's got a 41% K rate. Damn it, that's terrible. So non-dynasty leagues, I'm going to regret it. I don't want to drop Will Benson. I feel like Will Benson in Cincinnati in the summertime is going to dominate. But that type of thinking can really screw me up. It could screw us all up because we hold on. We keep waiting and waiting and waiting. Meanwhile, the day we hope will come never comes. And then, so you know, it's July and you've just had so much negative output from a player that it crushes you. So I think Will Benson's a drop. There you go. Non-dynasty, of course. Made that very clear. Tim Corwin says, name him Dyron. Yeah, that's a good name, right? Uncle Ted wants us to know. Alec Marsh is back this weekend. Yes, I'll be putting him in my Palazzo Podcast Invitational lineup. That's right. The Palazzo Podcast Invitational is, woo, it's been intense. Been hanging around doing my thing. One of my best teams ever. Finally, in my the event that I've run, I'm in first place in my own league, which is great. Ahead of Patrick Ryan. Sorry, buddy. Shout out to Patrick, though. He's my guy. We're going to go to a Mudheads game soon. We're going to make that happen. I've never been to a Toledo Mudheads game. And they only play like 45 minutes from where I live. It's ridiculous. Go see my guy, Justin Henry Malloy, who I love. But the Palazzo Podcast Invitational overall standings, by the way, Alistair Williams is in first place. Congratulations to Alistair Williams. Is that your real name? Are you a real person? That's wonderful. And Joshua Clark's in second, Nick Davies third, Dane Nelson fourth, and then I'm fifth overall. Right behind me is Sarah Sanchez. Ooh! You coming for me, Sarah. Make sure you check out the Fantasy Feud Picture List podcast that Sarah Sanchez and Shelley Verastrate do. It's awesome. Great show. Fantasy Feud. But yeah, I'm really happy. I finally have a decent Lots of Podcast Invitational team. Otherwise, I've always been middling. And Alec Marsh is on that team, so I'll be putting him. Well, I can't put him in because pitchers in NFBC. On the NFBC platform, you only can put a pitcher in for the week, but you can change hitters on Fridays. Thanks, Uncle Ted. I love Marsh. I want to get back in on Marsh ASAP. By the way, Daniel Lynch got called up, and he pitched okay. That's a guy who you know, has had some moments. Interesting, again, to see if Daniel Lynch, he was really bad in the minors to start the year, but he came up and he did okay. Keep an eye on Daniel Lynch. Yay, all day. What's up, buddy? How you been? What's a good word? How are you feeling about Couser? Hold or try to trade low right now? 12-team OBP keeper league. Colton Couser, this is a great one. Trade, drop, or stash? Colton Couser, and we're talking in a 12-team OBP keeper league. 12-team. Yeah, I don't think you can dump him. I mean, Couser, he's cooled off from his really hot start. Obviously, he couldn't sustain the pace, but he's still an excellent player. I mean, Couser's a legit dude. We all know that. He just hasn't hit a dong since April 22nd, that's all. But he's still been getting on base. You know, a few hits here and there. The production has definitely been real quiet. There's no doubt about it. But I can't let them go in a keeper league, even a 12-team keeper league. I just can't do that yet. I would definitely try to. I think Colton Couser is a trade situation because this is 12-team keeper. It's not Dynasty. I don't know how many keepers there are. And it's OBP. I'm looking at, I don't want to trade at the lowest value though either. So shit, you idiot.
That's putting it mildly.
I'm calling myself an idiot, by the way, not you, EL Day. I think you got to wait it out because you're not dropping him. Can't drop Couser. You have to hope for him to heat up. But then if he heats up, you don't want to trade him, right? Unless you can get a decent, fair offer. But don't accept a low ball offer at all. Do not do it. It's a keeper league. Okay? Joe says, oh, God, that contact rate. Run away. Yeah. Is that on Benson? Yeah. Welcome to hell. Good question, EA. Oh, see, Inquiring Minds want to know about Couser. Gnostic Baseball says, mud hen games are fun. What's up, Gnostic? It's my guy. Lions going to win the Super Bowl this year, Gnostic? What's the story? Business says, I'm stashing Couser. Yeah, actually, you're right. So I guess I think of the word stash in fantasy baseball terms. That's somebody you add who isn't in the majors yet. But so he's a hold. It's a technicality. I know what you mean, Biza. I'm not trying to put you down at all. Joe says Austin Hayes coming back up as well. That's bad news. But doesn't that mean unless he hasn't gone? I mean, I told you guys I took a couple days off because I was really depressed. But Kierstad, he'll go, right? Austin Hayes comes up. Kierstad's gone. Not Couser. Bye-bye. I mean, I don't even know why Kierstad's there. He just sits there. Heston Kierstad just sits there. He started two games? Three games? What the shit, man? Why even bring him up? That's baffling. When you see a guy get called up who's on fire in the minors, only to not play. So Kierstad's gone before Couser is. That's a no-brainer, right? EA All Day says four outfielder, by the way, too. So I'm also holding, but I'm worried about Hayes coming up and the Orioles overall depth. It is a problem. The Orioles are about winning baseball over everything. But Couser is a part of their plans, right? He's a part of what they're doing. And he's been decent enough that he's not just going to be Heston Kierstad. I don't see that at all. I really don't. And if we look at the current situation, let's assume when Austin Hayes returns, you know, you've got Ryan McKenna could also. Ryan McKenna is not going to stick around longer or more consistently than Colton Couser, okay? So Colton Couser is in this lineup. Austin Hayes comes back, though. Center field, Cedric Mullins struggles too. Cedric Mullins is a disaster. Couser's better than him. So it's really just about Couser's actually better than several of these guys. And I don't see him being put off his spot. I don't. So I think we're okay. I think we're going to be all right. You just got to tough it out. 34% K rate for Couser. That's surprising. That is surprising. And that makes me sad inside. There's a sadness that washed over me.
That's all. Staying left, that's all.
Just wanted to put on a sad face. I don't want to get depressed, though, because this is a fun show. Palazzo Podcast.
You talk.
Two L's.
Give me two.
Two Z's. Couser's still making decent contact, though. He's holding his own. Man, Yeah, I feel okay about it. You tried to freak me out there, Joe, with 34% K rate, but I'm okay. Business says the Orioles are going to have to move on from Hayes and possibly Santander or Mullins soon. We've been saying that for like 2 to 3 years, and they still haven't done that shit. It's bullshit. But I agree with you, but it's bullshit. I agree. Both things are happening simultaneously, okay? I agree with you, but it is bullshit, right? Right.
That is bullshit.
Thank you, Charlie. Okay. Yeah, sad times. But I'm not giving up on Kowser. Nobody else should be giving up on Kowser. Everyone remain calm, okay? And if it comes back where he gets demoted somehow, then I'll say I'm sorry and I was wrong. But that's how I see it today, and I can only tell you what I know based on 25-plus years of watching baseball and playing fantasy baseball. That's all I can go on, right? Nobody can predict the future. Did you know that? So I'll say I'm sorry if I get it wrong.
I apologize.
Shut the fuck up!
Jesus. Wow. That was rude. Gnostic Baseball says, I'm still divorced from the Lions, but we are dating again. Oh, really? You're divorced? Holy shit. That blows my mind after the last season. And I was like one of the biggest anti-Lions people there ever was. Joe says, Kierstad is getting sent down, but Kowser is at risk of a split with Hayes back up. Yeah, Platoon City, baby. Mullen sucks. Santander is not that great, but he could be better. HP here. Sup, Mike? Oh, okay. There we go. We got a Redditor. Woo! Yay! BX Brew to his house. What's up, buddy? Kowser's floating on my wire. Yeah, but how deep, how big a team? Remember, give us the team context. 10 team, 12 team. Edward says, Hayes stinks. Well, I don't like Hayes, but I don't know if he stinks. I mean, who's worse? Is it Santander or Hayes? Is it obvious to you? I mean, Santander's more of a power guy. Hayes can hit for... Last year, Hayes, I believe, hit... Yeah, he hit 275 last year. He had a 112 WRC+. That's decent. That's very decent, Austin Hayes. Good for you, buddy. You know, 16 dongs. Every year, he gets you anywhere from 15 to 20 homers and not have a massive batting average drop off, right? So I don't think he stinks. And he's also 27 years old. So I think the Orioles were hoping that Hayes would be at his best this year, but the injury has made that a problem. You know, he appeared in 19 games. He must have been injured before they finally put him on the IL because he has a minus 7 WRC plus this year. I've never seen a minus 7 WRC plus. Wow. That is so dumb. Yeah, that's a wild one.
I was worried.
Yeah, you should be worried. Good God in heaven, that's crazy. Joe says in redraft, what are we doing with the Rangers' young outfielders, Carter and Langford, when he's back? Well, Joe, what do you do? You know as much as I do, Joe. You tell us. Uh-oh. I've gone out of focus now. I hate when this happens. Hang on, I got to fix the camera. Oh, God, going to do this once per show. It shouldn't happen. It's not right. It's not fair. Oh, I'm orange. There you go. Okay. Sorry about that. I'm still orange. Make me unorange. There we go. It's me. I was off Langford this year for redraft. I was off Langford and Jackson Holliday just because it's redraft. That's all. They're young. Even though Langford's more advanced because he played college ball than Holliday was. Evan Carter, I thought, would be pretty decent. I didn't draft him anywhere, though. I wasn't dying to have Evan Carter, but everybody was coming in their pants about him. So I couldn't say he was going to suck. I just didn't feel the need to draft Evan Carter. So at this point now, you know, Langford comes back from the hammy issue. By the way, the Rangers are in, it's exciting weekend. DFS players, take note. The Rangers are in
Coors.
That's right. A weekend series at Coors. That'll be good news for Evan Carter, won't it? But he's okay. I mean, he's playing regularly. Evan Carter, I think, is all right. He's just having a slower week this week. I don't see anything like, oh, God, Evan Carter, nightmare. I think he's going to keep getting better, and he's been serviceable. You know, the 218 batting average stinks, but the K rate's at 25, so it's not like he's in the 30s, and the walk rate's at 10%. And the best is yet to come. That offense is not humming like it should be at the moment, but it will. It will. the Rangers offense will hum soon. There'll be a lot of humming. So Evan Carter should be all right. I might even try to acquire him, actually. But his name alone is such a high, high degree of prospect pedigree around degree pedigree. I rhyme those. Yay! Yes.
I apologize.
You don't have to apologize. I nailed it. So yeah, I think Carter actually might be a buy low if somebody's willing to be like, I'm not buying this. I'm out. Yeah, that's how I feel about that. Langford, he'll probably be better when he comes back, but I just wasn't doing that this year. How great will he be rest of season? He'll be better than he was. And I'm not saying he sucks as a player at all. It's just a first-year experience. You come right out of college, you play a tiny amount of minor league baseball, and then you show up and you play as a rookie in Major League Baseball. It's a pretty quick transition. That's all. But, oh, I said that's all.
That's all. Staying left, that's all.
So, yeah. Zeke Duran is finally picking it up. Also, don't forget Travis Jankowski. No! Travis Jankowski immediately gets the Gilbert Gottfried button. Not a fan, but you're not wrong either. Ezekiel Duran's a guy I love this year. I drafted him everywhere, but just wasn't clicking. He was getting less playing time. Josh Smith has become the guy. So, but I think Duran is definitely an ad now, right? Pick you up some Zeke Duran, because if he's finally getting it going, but also getting the playing time, and he's got the big cores. He had the big doubleheader. He went 4-for-7 in the doubleheader. So that's about it. It's not like he's on fire. He's not. He's not. He had a big doubleheader at Oakland on Wednesday. So I can't agree with that just yet. I can't. Keep an eye on Duran. Hit that star button, you know, the watch list on your Yahoo pages. That's it. That's all I can say. I can't say add him, though, unless you're in a really deep league. How do you feel about Nolan Arenado rest of the season, 12-team dynasty format? He's not playing badly, but only two dongs. Blah. I never wanted Arenado. I never have. In fact, I've written about this in the past when I used to work at FTN Fantasy. Shout out to those guys. I hope they're doing well over there. A lot of good people over there. Vlad, Lucas, and Eric Cross. He knows his stuff. My former managing partner, me and Eric Cross, we won a title together. Biggest prize I ever won. I had to split it, though. Oh, damn it! Eric Cross is a good dude. Arenado, he is what he is. I hate saying that because I don't say that. I really don't.
I was worried.
Yeah, you should be worried. He's getting older, and he'll still probably play better than he has played, but I'm not excited. He doesn't excite me. He just doesn't.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah, I know that's not great advice, Andrew. But if you want me to go further on Arenado, I really don't know what else I can say. He's a guy who plays baseball. He's a good defender. He's been a great defender in his career, but he's getting older. And, players slow down a bit. They do. But he's still right in the heart of that order. And he's had a couple of 3 RBI games in the last 10 days, last week. So he's probably going to pick it up and get it going. In fact, he's kind of been a little consistent. He hasn't had major droughts. Power-wise, I see that. I know, power-wise. But he's hitting. You know, maybe he's looking at this situation through new eyes. No one knows what it's like. What the fuck is this? It'll be the thing to be a Cardinal. Who's getting old? You saw Nolan Arenado's getting old. But he's still, his hard contact's not that great. He's hitting 286, though. It's possible that you're going to see a transformation on the MLB rule changes here. Arenado, the consistent baseball average hitter, not as much power, right? Unless somebody has a clear stat on, Arenado's power is coming. It's just been because of blah, blah, blah. I look at the profile here. El Arenado is a guy who has had 30 home run seasons with St. Louis. Last year he hit 26. This year he's slipping. So he still should probably crack 20 dongs this year. I mean, his home run to fly ball rate. Yeah. The hard hits falling off by 10%. That's real. He's not barreling the ball much at all. His max EV's down 5 miles an hour from last year. So he might be trying to be a different player now. I mean, his home run to fly ball rate is 4% right now. Nolan Arenado, 4%. His career is 14.8%. So that says something, that there could be some more home runs on the way. But, and he's hitting the same amount of fly balls. But if he's hitting with less power and authority, the ball's not flying off as bad as much, there could be a reduction in power. That's as much analysis as I can give you. I say Nolan Arenado is probably worth trading for, but I wouldn't give up a ton. I would trade for Nolan Arenado. I think I would. Yeah. And in a dynasty format, that doesn't do much for me, because that's what Andrew's case was, 12-team dynasty format. He's not playing badly, but only two dongs. You're right. So that's how I feel about it. If you want to move Arenado because someone will see the name and they think he'll take off in power, then go get a power guy. I don't blame you for doing that either. There's a lot of ways. There's never just one thing to do when it comes to transactions, making trades, adding players, dropping players, stashing players. There's a lot of ways to go. There really is. So I'm not trying to skirt any issues here. I'm just giving you guys the total perspective. I'm not just going to say, this is what's going to happen and that's it. Now shut up and go to bed. No, that's what my father does. Yeah.
And that's all I have to say about that.
Yeah. Do I drop Craig Kimbrell, D-Snacks? What's up, D-Snacks? Are you subscribed? You liking the video? Love having you here. Also, this is a show that's in podcast version, always has been. But then the live show version, you get to jump in the chat. You can ask questions directly. Every time we're live, that's how we do it. And we do every show live. Every show live. Lots of podcasts, YouTube. We're trying to get a quest to 1,000. Help us get there.
Utah, give me two.
Give me two. Oh, oh. So, dropping Craig Kimbrell. Sounds like the name of a movie, like Saving Private Ryan. There's always long titles. Dropping, it's like a statement instead of a title. Dropping Craig Kimbrell. Finding Buck, saving Buck. Is that an? Oh, I don't know what I'm talking about. Now I'm sounding like an idiot. So he was not good against Washington 2 days ago, and then he was worse before that at Cincinnati. So it looks like you can't drop him, though, can you? I don't think you can drop him just yet. You might have to go in the IL, and hopefully you have IL spots. So no, you can't drop Craig Kimbrell yet. I'm saying that. Hold, stash, hang on for now. Not quite yet. Even though I'm not a fan. HBHB, 12-team head-to-head. Lost Trey Turner, McCormick, Geloff, and Langford. Should I drop Julian Massey or Garcia Jr. for Couser? Just trying to fill up my utility spots. Well, I like Julian a lot. I love Julian. Eduard Julian is a guy who can hit 30 home runs. And in OBP leagues, he's even more valuable. He can steal bases, too. On occasion, yesterday he stole the base. That's fun, right? And he also hits at the top of a Twins lineup. Despite his struggles from a batting average perspective, Eduard Julian is the man. The Twins very much believe in him, so much so that he continues to be the leadoff hitter no matter what. And I am a fan. I have Julian in my 14-team head-to-head Cats keeper league. So I put my money where my mouth is on that one. And he's got power. But he's not going to hit for a high batting average. So if batting average is one of your cats, that's something I can understand you being a little concerned about. Couser or Julian? Would you rather have Colton Couser or Eduard Julian? I think I'd rather have Julian because I think the playing time is much more assured. And he's the leadoff hitter, right? I think that's a really good comparison, though, for us to consider. Julian versus Couser. Ready, fight. You know, that. I think that's exciting. And I'm going Julian. As far as Michael Massey, he's come back from injury. I saw him on Monday night. He had a home run off a lefty reliever against the Brew Crew, which ruined Bryce Wilson's chance to get a win after he pitched 6 excellent innings. Thanks a lot, Massey. You screwed me. But it was well-deserved. It was. I mean, I think a guy like Massey is better for average. He should be better for batting average. But Julian's a better player than Massey. And I don't really think that's up for debate at all, really, right? Do you guys think that's up for debate? Because I don't see it that way at all. Nope, I sure don't.
Round one, fight.
There you go. Couser versus Julian. And then Garcia Jr., who I've always loved Garcia, Luis Garcia Jr. I've always loved Luis Garcia Jr. of the Washington Senators. No, the Nationals, you idiot. Where'd you get that one from? I've loved his potential to be a really solid second baseman. But I don't know that you can. Why are they showing? Well, this is funny. They're showing Luis Garcia on Fangraphs. Oh, you got to put in the junior. They've changed that. Good for them. So at 23 years old, Luis Garcia has had a lot of experience already. He's still only 23. Luis Garcia Jr. of the Nats is so young. He's got a 147 WRC plus. That's bordering on MVP level. He's getting up there. There's no way in hell you could drop Garcia because he's not a fluke. This is a guy who I've always loved. He's got good bat control. And Luis Garcia Jr. is absolutely somebody I would add if he's available, which he probably isn't in almost all your leagues. B, I actually would consider trading for if you needed help with batting average. I mean, the guy's hitting 320, and that's what he could really do. He really can. And he's got a K rate under 20%. He doesn't walk a ton, so he's not great for OBP. And the power is not going to be elite. But this is a guy who can get on base and be... He's not Luis Arias of the Padres type in terms of batting average there. He should have a little bit more power than Arias would have. And he could steal more bases. So the bottom line here is I would not drop... I would drop Massey. If you want to drop someone, drop Couser for Massey. Do anyone disagree? Nope. Bizza says drop Massey. There you go. See? Woo! Bizza says Arenado equals Bregman. So Arenado, you think he's gonna take off? I don't disagree with that. Arenado could take off. He's been consistent as a hitter this year. It's just about the power. That's it. You know, we wish that Bregman's floor was Arenado's floor right now in the other cats, right? Uncle Ted wants to let us know that David Fry as a catcher is amazing. Yeah, that just pisses me off because it just does. It does. It bothers me. I'm angry now. Uncle Ted, thanks a lot. You know, you ruined my day. David Fry. Come on. The hell? He'll never play enough. It's like, you know, he'll never play enough. Bo Naylor's there. It's like Ryan O'Hearn of the Orioles. You know, Ryan O'Hearn hits the shit out of the ball, and when he plays against righties, right, he gets to crush the baseball at third in the lineup. It's awesome. But I couldn't justify keeping him on my roster because it was too up and down. It's like, well, when's Ryan O'Hearn going to play? I don't know. When's he going to play? I don't know. Oh, we got a lot of lefties on the schedule this week. Well, O'Hearn's not playing, and that's just how it's going to be. So it's a very, very awful platoon situation. To me, Ryan O'Hearn is a guy that you drop because you can't trust him to be there in your lineup, and especially if in head-to-head cats. You need your guys for the week to be there. I think that does matter, and even more so in volume with Roto. EA all day. Drop Savale to stash Caminero or Wood? Don't tell me. Don't tell me. Oh, man. I'm going to be so pissed in a minute. Oh, no. He couldn't get it done. I thought the White Sox start the other day was going to be his chance to get back on track, and he couldn't get it done. Savale, damn you! I am shocked how bad Savale's been. I really liked him this year. I thought he's going to be outstanding, and he has been god-awful, and it's really sad. So, is it time to part ways? That's the thing, though. Unless Savale's hurt and he's going to hit the IL soon, he's just been trying to... It really seems like maybe he is. You know how these players hide this shit? Because they want to push through and they don't want to be on the IL. So they hide things. They do. You don't get to hear about it enough and the teams don't want to tell you that. But that's the only thing that kind of makes sense because Savale's a better pitcher than this. He just is. But Caminero, where's Caminero going to play? So as far as a stash, I actually think James Woods. I think Wood is a better stash than Caminero just because Wood could play more. Caminero's got a lot of competition. The Rays have a lot of position players right now. They really do. I thought thoroughly through this when we talked about it in the fantasy baseball subreddit on Monday, somebody asked me a similar question. And I'm like, nope, I can't do it. I can't stash Cameron Arrow despite his immense talent. His fantasy talent is very much apparent. But they got guys like Jonathan Aranda and, of course, Amed Rosario and then Richie Palacios. There's all these guys hanging around. I know they demoted Mead, who's not very good for fantasy. Mead's trash. Sorry, Mead. Sorry, Curtis Mead. You're just not that appealing from a fantasy perspective. Real life, you could be okay. But I think Wood is the safer play in terms of playing time. I do. But Caminero could be better than Wood. I like Wood, though. I don't think it's that far apart. Everybody seems to be on the Caminero bandwagon, though. It's a no-brainer because he's tearing it up. But Wood was always a guy who was special talent. I've liked Wood, and I continue to like James Wood. But dropping Savale right now, I think Savale's a hold. I really do. And hell, I even think he's an ad for some of the leagues he's been dropped in. Because if he's not hurt, he will be better. He will. I just know it. Because that's how this game works. And I'm going to stick with that. Joe says, wow, okay, I'm awake. Thanks, Gottfried. Yeah, Gottfried always gets everybody going. Britain hates Gottfried. Bizza says, both need to rely on pulling the ball for any power. Arenado and Bregman, thank you. B. Henny, what's up, B. Henny? Just drop it into show love. Thanks, B. Henny. Good to see you here, brother. I love that you've been part of the show now. I love seeing the newcomers come in regularly and be a part of the show. And then you move into a new status. You start as a newcomer, and then you become a regular. And after that, you become a legend. So we have a whole tier set up here at the Bloodsoul Podcast.
You talk.
Two L's.
Give me two.
Two Z's. Hunting Prospects is here. Well, I wonder what your job is. Hunting Prospects. Welcome to the show, Hunting Prospects. I traded away Carter, Evan Carter, for Logan Ohapi in a 12-man dynasty for what it's worth. That's a thank you for sharing that. That does give us, sheds a little light on the Evan Carter situation. Will JB, what's up, JB? Is over on Twitter X. Nolan Jones or Josh Lowe rest of the season? Ooh. This is a great one. I love it. Thank you for bringing this one up. Welcome to the show, by the way. You're on Twitter X, but so you can follow us over on Twitter, Palazzo Podcast 2L's Disease. You can follow me at MJ Govier.
Utah.
And
give me
we'd really love you to be on the YouTube and just subscribe and like the videos because that's where we can really grow. Twitter doesn't... I don't know if you can monetize Twitter video streaming. It just seems like you're on there, but there's no structure. There's no foundation on the back end. Like, hey, check out your analytics and then make sure that you don't really subscribe. You just follow someone, right? If I'm missing something, someone let me know because I'd love to know more. But Nolan Jones versus Josh Lowe. Nolan Jones, back issue. Backs, man. Backs. Backs can be such a bummer, you know?
Coors.
Even if you include Coors. We all love Coors. I mean, who doesn't love Coors? Makes me happy. It's a happy place. You know, I used to work there. Those of you who are newcomers to the show, I actually worked at Coors Field back in 2011. Yeah, it was fun. Be there after the game's done and closing up the stadium. There's nobody there, and you get to just sit in the seats for a little bit and look up in the sky. It was beautiful. It was really cool. Denver's a gorgeous place. There's just no doubt that Denver is a much better place to live than Metro Detroit. But born and raised here, this is my curse, and I'm going to live with it forever. There's good people here. It's just there's a lot of great people here. Some of the best people I've ever known are from Metro Detroit here in Michigan. But a lot of people leave here, too, because they get smart. They do. That's all I have to say about that, right?
And that's all I have to say about that.
Thanks, Forrest. So as far as Nolan Jones, you know, he's picking up activities. Hopefully he'll be back soon. Josh Lowe was ahead of the game, and he's back. So I think you got to go Lowe here. Even though the idea of Nolan Jones and Coors, if he's healthy, is very appealing. But Lowe's already shown us he can do it, and he's playing baseball right now. So I'm not trying to use recency bias. I just really think it's Josh Lowe instead of Nolan Jones. Yeah, that's where I go. Mr. Nightmare's here. Thanks for being here, Will JB. Love having you. Connect with us. You know, the Discord's free. It's in the description. All the stuff you need to know. Our Discord runs 24/7. You can pop in there and ask questions all the time. It's a great place to connect. I have a Patreon, too. Nobody cares, but the Patreon starts at $3. And I offer additional episodes that you don't get here. Just me talking one-on-one, answering your questions directly. Full access. You can have my phone number for a certain price. You get my phone number. That's right. Ask Joe Lauer. He's got it. Mr. Nightmare says, James Wood feeling like a mustache at this point. A mustache? Mustache. I cannot believe we've never put that together. This is a new thing. We're adopting this right now, and Mr. Nightmare is getting full credit. It's a Palazzo lock. We have adopted the term mustache for fantasy baseball. It's for fantasy football, too, even. We're taking it, and it's all trip. Mr. Nightmare will never forget you forever. If you disappear one day, never come back to the show, which happens, you know? There's been people who loved the live chat, and they were hardcore participants, and then one day they're just gone. It happens. I hope you stick around forever. But mustache, that's genius. How did we not think of that sooner? I know Joe Lowry knows what I'm talking about.
Genius, genius. Thank you, mustache. Genius.
Genius. That's so great. Andrew says, drop Kimbrel when Mason Miller gets traded to the Orioles. Okay. Well, everyone's trying to telegraph this shit. Everybody wanted the Orioles to make trades last year, and they never did. So who the hell knows? But they got new ownership, so maybe that changes things. We do have to understand there is a new dynamic. Where am I in focus? Right here? Okay, good. I'm in focus here. I got to go here, actually. It's time for me to wrap up. I got to go to work. So, yeah. Saving Silverman. Mustache? D-Snack says, no IL. I got Blake Snell and Josh Young there. Oh. Boy. Boy, you fat. Anybody know where that's from? So that was with the drop. Yeah. Well, then you might end up dropping Kimbrel. I don't know. Was it a 12-teamer or not? I mean, there'll be other saves opportunities. Kimbrel's on a team where the save opportunities will be aplenty, though. So if you're desperate for saves, I guess you have to hold Kimbrel in that situation. Will JB says, Julian over Jimenez at second base? Ooh. You know, a couple years ago, I predicted the breakout of Andrés Jimenez, and he had an excellent season. He was going around ADP 244 off the top of my head. And he's got one dong this year, despite Cleveland's offense being much better this year as a whole. He's having a tough go of it, folks. Andrés Jimenez. People expect more, and they're not getting what they paid for. And it's not fair to you, Will JB. I really like you. I know we just met, but you're a genius. You're a special human being, and I want to make sure you get what you deserve. So, look at this. Profile on Jimenez. Never not hitting the ball very hard. He only strikes out. He's under 16% K rate. That's excellent. He should hit for a better average. So it tells me that maybe he's getting unlucky. I'm going to go under the additional stats here at Fangraphs and take a look at some of the luck stats. His WRC plus is, boy, it's under 100. Last year, he finished under 100 in 153 games, the 97. Maybe 2022 was the big fluke when he had the 142 WRC plus, because we have not seen a whiff of that now in almost 2 years with Jimenez.
2 weeks.
No, I said 2 years, not 2 weeks. I'm sorry, Jimenez, but we're getting all up your face and pointing out your faults.
We're going to get all in your face and point out your faults.
Andrés Jimenez right now is a disaster, and there's no way you can trade him, so he's droppable, and I think Julian, or he's tradable. You want to trade Jimenez for Julian, do that ASAP, or drop Jimenez outright for Julian. I think that's a fine call, and it's not recency bias. It isn't. In 2022, when Jimenez had his great season, he hit a 38% hard hit rate. Now he's at 26. Last year, he went down to 27, so he's not hitting the ball as hard. He's not barreling up as much. I mean, he should be better than this. He's struggling. There's no doubt about it. So you know how I feel when it comes to struggling players. Buy low, because the better days are ahead. And Jimenez is a classic example of that. But I'd rather have Julian over Jimenez. And I think that's pretty clear. So I hope that helps. Joe says, the screwing of Michael Govier by the second baseman, Michael Massey. Yes, that's a perfect example of the movie titles. The long-ass movie. That's he's alluding to the murder of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford. The assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, who also, that movie was directed by a guy who did a movie I love called Killing Them Softly with Brad Pitt. Great movie. Love that movie. Good call. I knew I could count on Joe. Sorry, looking at long movie titles like The Assassination of Jesse James by the coward Robert Ford, couldn't help myself. What about the man who went up a tree, but the man who went up a hill but came down a mountain? Don't be a menace to South Central while drinking your juice in the hood. That's a long one. Yeah, those are long ones. Tracking. Thanks, fam. You got it, buddy. HP, we're here for you, my man. Take advantage of the Discord. Get in there. And don't forget, every Monday, 12 noon Eastern, I'm on the Fantasy Baseball subreddit. Ask me anything. AMA. And I give good answers. I don't just say, yeah, Adam. No, I give you a full response that you deserve. Because you know what? I love doing this. I love doing this. I really do. It is my dream that this will one day be my full-time job. I'm not giving up. I'm 43 years old, but I'm still not giving up. I'm not. That's passion right there. And, you know, doing the show just makes me happy. I feel so much better today. Thanks for the show, guys. I'm so glad we got on the air. I wish we would cover more players, but we covered a lot of players. In a keeper league, business says, give me Caminero or Woods over Savale all day. Oh, in a keeper league? Hell yeah. Yeah. But in redraft, it's a little different. Absolutely. Edward says, Jimenez over Julian. Is that what you mean? So, HP, so copy that, Mike. You got it, buddy. We're here for you, HP. Thanks, buddy. Really appreciate getting to know you and new people. There's been so many new people in here now, mixed in with the old timers like Joe and, of course, Uncle Ted. And Gnostic was in here. That was great. Thanks for being here. Andrew says, we need more Nick Castellanos homers. Where's Tom Brennan when you need... Oh, that's funny.
That's putting it mildly.
That really happened. You know, we look back and it's like, did that really happen? Was that just COVID or did that really happen? Did it? Because I'm thinking now, I'm like, man, is that real life? It's so bizarre that happened. Tom Brennan was he was embarking on a legendary broadcasting career and then he screwed himself for being a homophobe. Idiot! What a moron!
That's putting it mildly.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith. As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game.
Thank you, Tom. All right. Castellanos, by the way, I'm all about Castellanos. I never gave up on him. I love that Philly offense. I love that park. He's going to be much better. Bye, 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 bye. Bye, Castellanos like crazy. I've been saying that now for 2 weeks at least. Ed wants to know, when are you on next? Well, we'll be back Sunday, of course. Every Sunday, 12 noon Eastern, we do the fabulous Waiver Wire live chat show. And Mike Virginia will be back for that one. He's been really busy lately. He sends his love. He sends his best. Shout out to Mike. Make sure you follow him on Twitter X at _MikeVA. So he'll be there. And Britton Allen could be back and... I might be on that show. I don't know. I've been on the show. Sometimes I do the show, and other times I don't. But I definitely will be on Monday night with the Prospects Power Hour, and then we'll be back. I got multiple shows next week, too, and I will make sure to have them created. And anytime you need to know when's the live show coming up, you can find it on the YouTube or the Discord. It tells you, hey, live show coming up. This one took a little bit longer to get done. It was supposed to do it last week. It's been a... couple of crazy weeks where my life goes up and it goes down. I get happy. I get sad. You know what it's like to be happy and then be sad? I mean, I've done that in my life and I'm still doing that. So business says, chase your dreams, bud. Appreciate you. Thank you. Hell yeah, man. Shit yeah. That is so kind of you. Thank you so much. 2 weeks, says Joe. No, that's, yeah, well, that's how it's been lately, but no more. So don't forget, Sunday Waiver Wire live chat, 12 noon Eastern time. And, of course, Monday Night Prospects Power Hour with Robbie, Ben, and myself at 9 p.m. Eastern time. And then we've got Frank Amarante coming on. That's right. Frank Amarante will be on the show next week, and that'll be a separate episode, which I think is Tuesday. And since you're still here, all of you, I will let you know that next week, the legend himself, Christopher Deary, will be coming back. That's right. Geary's going to come on the show. We're going to do a one-on-one, no holds barred interview. That's happening next week. Do not miss that show. I will post all of that when I can. Edward says, thank you. Please have some deep sleepers. I am in an 18-team league. 13 hitters, 9 pitchers, 6 reserves. That's 504 deep into the player pool. Wow. Okay. Well, I'll think about that one for sure. Andrew says, first-time viewer, won't be the last. Awesome show. Thank you, Andrew. You're the man. I'm locking you in, and I'm taking that as a positive. Thanks to Edward. Thanks to Bizza. Thanks to HP, Andrew, Joe, and everybody I've already mentioned. You guys are the best. Palazzo Podcast, everywhere. Two L's.
Utah.
Two Z's.
Give me two.
I'm going to turn it over now to the man himself. We close the show every week with Russell Crowe. Bye-bye!
Right, lads. Now, I know there's not a faint heart among you. And I know you're as anxious as I am to get into close action. But we must bring him right up beside us before we spring this trap. That will test our nerve. And discipline will count just as much as courage. The Acheron is a tough nut to crack. More than twice our guns, more than twice our numbers. And they will sell their lives dearly. They mean to take us as a prize. And we are worth more to them undamaged. Their greed will be their downfall. England is under threat of invasion. And though we be on the far side of the world, this ship is our home. This ship is England. So it's every hand to his rope or gun. Quick's the word and sharp's the action. After all, surprise is on our side.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.